The Power FM Brekkie Show.
I don't know if this falls into the snack chatty sort of realm. It's more snack hacky, isn't it? Don't really have a rap for snack hacks.
All right, play the tune. We'll substitute.
We'll put together a real snack hacky at another time.
Yeah.
It's time for Snack Chatty, I'm feeling real snacky. There's a new snack arrival, it looks a little wacky. So it's time to stalk snacks, so please shh up. Please, quiet.
We're still talking snacks.
And all I got to do is replace snacky with hacky. That's an easy fix.
I was going to try and say it over the top, but I missed it.
You got to be quick, it's fast.
Yes, it is.
This is genius, I love this. So I think this is a problem that all parents have. I think you're going to experience it a few years down the track, Jules.
Without a doubt.
And that is mum and dad's snacks getting stolen and eaten by their kids.
Yep. I can believe that.
Were you eating mum and dad's snacks when you were at home?
They would hide them very well. But when we went to bed and then we heard a rustle, I'd be up in a heartbeat. What are you eating?
You'd know what that rustle was about.
Are you eating snakes alive? Oh, can I have one?
What's that? Is that a fresh packet of Monte Carlos?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, please, mum.
Yep.
Yeah, see, my parents had the worst solution. Their solution was to eat snacks we couldn't possibly like.
Oh.
So for dad, it was black jelly beans. I don't think even he liked them. But I think he had this big bucket of them in his cupboard that he ate from time to time.
Yep.
And they were there for years because none of us kids could stomach them. Occasionally we'd get desperate for a treat, so we'd get into dad's black jelly bean bucket.
Gross.
Not good at all.
Yep.
Mum's solution, and she claimed it was because she prefers to eat it that way, but I think no one could possibly like cold chocolate. Mum would put chocolate in the fridge.
It ruins it.
And none of us kids would eat it because it's just not nice that way.
Yeah, no. It changes the composition of it, doesn't it?
But Mum swears that she preferred it.
But that was her way of making, like, stopping you from eating it.
That's what I think. So this mum, she's got a genius hack. She has shared this one on Audi Mum's Facebook group and everyone's applauded her genius.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, she gets tubs of ice cream, like the standard 1 to 2 litre round tubs,
yep.
The fancy ones with the cardboard lid.
Love
and
them.
And hides them in frozen veggie bags. So your frozen peas, your frozen corn, she puts the tub in there, rubber bands up the top so it looks like your run-of-the-mill bag of frozen peas. She's had 4 tubs of ice cream in the freezer that have lasted her for more than a month since discovering this hack.
I love that.
Previously, she said they'd be lucky to last a week.
That is brilliant.
Because kids aren't going to check. Like, as soon as they pick them up, they'll probably feel it, but kids aren't going to pick them up.
See a whole thing of frozen peas, like, where's all the fun things?
Exactly.
Ooh, I do like that.
Genius. I think she's taken a risk. She's let the cat out of the bag. She probably thought it was safe sharing it on Facebook Mums.
Now they all know.
But now big media's picked it up. Everyone's reporting on it. And the kids, all they got to see
kids
is it come up in
their
Facebook.
Start rifling through the freezers and there's going to be like actual just frozen vegetables all over the floor.
Yeah. This is genius. I do like hearing sort of the clever ways parents because it's
trick their kids.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation that they have to hide their treats to keep the kids away.
Considering you know how much of a sweet tooth I have.
Yeah, this is going to be a real challenge for you, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe your children won't like sweet food. Maybe they'll be into savoury. Maybe they've
given the amount of sweet food I have eaten.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe they've overindulged in the womb and they come out and they go, oh, no, I couldn't possibly. Not another cake.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.